FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Magistrates Commissioners acknowledge there have been challenges in finalising the case against suspended KZN Court President Eric Nzimande. Nzimande faces charges of corruption and misconduct and has apparently received a salary of around 8 million rand during his six-year suspension. The Commission told Parliament last year that more than 31 million rand was paid to six suspended magistrates. MPs have since called for swift investigations, but the body's Marichane Finger says progress in Nzimande's case has stalled again. He's told the Select Committee on Security and Justice that the presiding officer in the matter stepped down last month due to ill health.
This is a matter that we really, really struggle to proceed with. Here, it's really on the side of the commission, because you'll see that on the 10th of June 2025, the presiding officer requested to be released due to ill health. And what we're now engaging is a process where, one, we're replacing the presiding officer. But importantly, we've already started the engagement to see whether the teams can't agree that this matter should not start from scratch.
The SIU insists it's making progress in its efforts to clamp down on corruption. The head of the investigating unit, Andy Motibi, says in some cases, officials tried to evade disciplinary hearings by tendering their resignations before investigations are finalized. Motibi was speaking at a seminar yesterday, says despite this, every effort is made to hold the individual accountable.
Those who are finding themselves on the wrong side and they are public servants or so on, they resign before the disciplinary processes and so on. Immediately we become aware, we institute proceedings to freeze pension. If you work 15, 20 years and you lose your pension, that is very serious. And it affects you as a person, it affects your family. That part has to a large extent indicated to those state officials that we will never just get away with, even though they resign, but we still pursue them.
And at least 54 people have lost their lives in heavy monsoon rains in Pakistan. Disaster officials say areas across the country have been battered by torrential downpours in the last 24 hours. More than 200 people have been injured, with the majority of deaths reported in Punjab. Residents living near a river that runs through the city of Rawalpindi, next to the capital Islamabad, have been ordered to evacuate after water levels began rising. Our lead story, the Magistrates Commissioners acknowledge there have been challenges in finalising the case against suspended KZN Court President Eric Nzimande. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.